Matthew 27. And when it was morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus, so that they might put him to death. And having bound him, they led him away, and delivered him up to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, who delivered him up, seeing that he had been condemned, filled with remorse, returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned in delivering up guiltless blood." But they said, "What is that to us? See thou to that." And having cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, he left the place, and went away and hanged himself. And the chief priests took the pieces of silver and said, "It is not lawful to cast them into the Corban, since it is the price of blood." And having taken counsel, they bought with them the field of the potter for a burying ground for strangers. Wherefore that field has been called Blood Field unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken through Jeremias the prophet, saying, "And I took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was set a price on, whom they who were of the sons of Israel had set a price on, and they gave them for the field of the potter, according as the Lord commanded me." But Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor questioned him, saying, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said to him, "Thou sayest." And when he was accused of the chief priests and the elders, he answered nothing. Then says Pilate to him, "Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee?" And he answered him not so much as one word, so that the governor wondered exceedingly. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release one prisoner to the crowd, whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner named Barabbas. They therefore, being gathered together, Pilate said to them, "Whom will ye that I release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew that they had delivered him up through envy. But as he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, "Have thou nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered today many things in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds that they should beg for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. And the governor answering said to them, "Which of the two will ye that I release unto you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate says to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all say, "Let him be crucified." And the governor said, "What evil then has he done?" But they cried more than ever, saying, "Let him be crucified." And Pilate, seeing that it availed nothing, but that rather a tumult was arising, having taken water, washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am guiltless of the blood of this righteous one. See ye to it." And all the people answering said, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released to them Barabbas. But Jesus, having scourged him, he delivered up, that he might be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor, having taken Jesus with them to the praetorium, gathered against him the whole band, and having taken off his garment, put on him a scarlet cloak, and having woven a crown out of thorns, they put it on his head, and a reed in his right hand, and, bowing the knee before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And having spit upon him, they took the reed and beat him on his head. And when they had mocked him, they took the cloak off him and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify. And as they went forth, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to go with them that he might bear his cross. And having come to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they gave to him to drink vinegar mingled with gall. And having tasted it, he would not drink. And having crucified him, they parted his clothes amongst themselves, casting lots. And sitting down, they kept guard over him there. And they set up over his head his accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." then are crucified with him two robbers, one on the right hand and one on the left. But the passers-by reviled him, shaking their heads and saying, "Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself! If thou art Son of God, descend from the cross." And in like manner the chief priests also, mocking, with the scribes and elders, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. He is King of Israel. Let him descend now from the cross, and we will believe on him. He trusted upon God. Let him save him now, if he will have him. For he said, 'I am Son of God.'" And the robbers also who had been crucified with him cast the same reproaches on him. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. But about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And some of those who stood there when they heard it said, "This man calls for Elias." And immediately one of them running and getting a sponge, having filled it with vinegar and fixed it on a reed, gave him to drink. But the rest said, "Let be, let us see if Elias comes to save him." And Jesus, having again cried with a loud voice, gave up the ghost. And lo, the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth was shaken, and the rocks were rent, and the tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints fallen asleep arose, and going out of the tombs after his arising, entered into the holy city, and appeared unto many. But the centurion, and they who were on guard with him over Jesus, seeing the earthquake and the things that took place, feared greatly, saying, "Truly this man was Son of God." And there were there many women, beholding from afar off, who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, among whom was Mary of Magdala, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. Now when even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, his name Joseph, who also himself was a disciple to Jesus. He, going to Pilate, begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given up. And Joseph, having got the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and laid it in his new tomb which he had hewn in the rock, and having rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb, went away. But Mary of Magdala was there, and the other Mary, sitting opposite the sepulchre. Now, on the morrow, which is after the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we have called to mind that that deceiver said when he was still alive, 'After 3 days I arise.' Command therefore that the sepulchre be secured until the third day, lest his disciples should come and steal him away, and say to the people, 'He is risen from the dead,' and the last error shall be worse than the first." And Pilate said to them, "Ye have a watch, go, secure it as well as ye know how." And they went and secured the sepulchre, having sealed the stone with the watch besides.